If I think of sustainability, I'm thinking of an activity that I do that requires some resources, could be money, and the resources that I need to do that activity on a daily basis need to be supplied. And if the rate at which I can supply them balances or even exceeds my demand, then I can keep doing that activity. So it's sustainable. My favorite quote from this one is to quote Charles Dickens. David Copperfield is a character named Mr. Micawber, and he does it with income. And he says, if your income is £20 and your expenditures are 19 shillings and sixpence, your result is happiness. If your income is £20 and your expenditures are 20 shillings and sixpence, the result's misery.
So sustainability has to do with resources.
From my point of view, I think it really deals with resources you need to do something. Those resources could be food. And so your resource to get food may be money. You may be buying all the food that you have. You may not be growing it. And so you need to make sure that you have a supply of that resource to maintain and sustain your ability to get food. You can start to see as you expand that train of thought, you can say, well, I need to work to get money. So now my ability to work is part of that resource. That ability might be my health. And so as you start to expand that, you need to start accounting and counting up your different resources and ask yourself the question, can I keep getting these? And the same is true for people who manufacture products.
So for people who think about these issues of sustainability, academic types, is there general agreement on what people mean? I mean, people agree with what you've laid out?
I don't suppose anyone's going to argue with sort of conservation or a balance place, but it's a necessary part of a consideration. Certainly a good working definition of sustainability that I think probably stimulates a lot of thought, certainly a lot of argument and discussion, was one that was put forward by Gro Brundtland, who was a Norwegian politician who ran a UN commission on sustainability a number of years ago, I think 20 years ago or so now. And they had a very simple but thought-provoking definition. And if you don't mind if I read it to you, because I don't memorize it.
Yeah, go right ahead.
But it says sustainable development is development that meets the needs of the present without compromising the ability of future generations to meet their own needs. So it's very broad, but it goes to supply and demand of you fill in the blank. And I like the idea that they bring development in it because it sort of hints that things don't stay the same. And in fact, you probably don't want them to stay the same.
So this concept of sustainability, it really touches on anything from energy resources, food, water, but...
Food, water, health, energy, living conditions. You say, well, if you look at Birmingham and you say, we want Birmingham to emerge as a city with a good livability conditions, able to support a range of different incomes with different types of jobs so that you have a diverse and balanced community. Because I think we've learned that kind of thing is healthy for the long-term growth. But how do you keep it that way? How do you create a situation where you're attracting businesses? Businesses rise and fall, and it seems to be a natural thing. So perhaps you don't think of sustainability as, I want a business that lasts 1,000 years. But you say, I want a business that lasts, I don't know, 2 or 3 years. And if it only lasts 2 or 3 years, I want to live in an environment where I can create a new business.
Well, fairly or unfairly, this word sustainability also oftentimes gets linked to green, environmental issues, environmental mm-hmm. causes. Alabama doesn't have the reputation as being the most environmentally friendly state. Do you see that these sustainability issues, this discussion, has resonance in a place like Birmingham, has resonance in Alabama?
You know, Alabama, like any state, has businesses and people that use resources and that want access to those resources in the future. I think everybody has to recognize that when we flick a switch, we want to have the lights come on. And we only want to pay a certain amount per kilowatt hour for that. And we would like it if that kept balance with our current way of thing or got cheaper, right? Dream on. And I think we have to recognize that if that's something that's important to the way we go about our lives, you have to compromise. I think that you know, most people in the energy business, whether it's a big oil company, whether it's a big power company, are looking downstream at the future. But they have a responsibility to the community in the sense that we expect power on demand.
It sounds to me then that sustainability has more to do with politics, social discussions, economics necessarily than just some scientists at a university.
Well, I think, you know, scientists and engineers at a university can come up with ideas of how to do things differently. Whether people adopt that will depend on whether, A, they want to, and B, whether it's affordable to do so. I think people actually will drive this. I think politicians can affect the change. Politicians generally, maybe in the end, probably have to do what people want them to. It's only when people don't know what the answer is that we get embroiled in a long discussion.